Governor Snyder is poised to sign a $617 million Detroit Public School aid package, which narrowly passed the state Senate late last night. The plan would pay off the district's debts and set up a new district, and it returns control of the district to a locally elected school board following 7 straight years of state emergency management. It passed without support of Democrats or Detroit lawmakers. Let's get reactions now from some state lawmakers as we begin with Ottawa County Republican Representative Amanda Price. She's chair of the House Education Committee. Welcome, Representative. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
What do you think of the legislation that passed the Senate last night?
Well, I think it's a great day for kids in Detroit because they will have a better future because this legislation has passed both the House and the Senate.
Why?
Less of the money going to the debt in Detroit and more into the classroom.
What did the package not have that you thought should have been in there?
I think the package was very complete and, you know, if... This is one of the most difficult challenges I've faced and a number of my colleagues have faced since we've been in the legislature, because with the city bankruptcy, for instance, it was a matter of paying debt down and the city infrastructure would return to normal. This case is more difficult. There's debt and academic performance that needed to be addressed. And so, you know, we didn't have a method to follow because no other district in the country had been through something like this. And I think what is in the package will help the school district and the students in Detroit succeed.
One of the questions that I've got about this package is it calls for a way that would allow uncertified teachers to teach in Detroit. Why do you think this is good education policy?
Well, we already have a policy like that in place in law now. It allows for high school teachers to do that, and it allows for it under the legislation for Detroit, but doesn't mandate it. So it's another alternative way for teachers to enter the classroom, and I think it opens up pathways for a lot of folks who have a lot of expertise in areas and want to share them, and that's already available in the high school setting, but people who really are passionate about education and would like to have that opportunity in a city like Detroit.
Now, there are critics who are arguing that this is basically retaliation against the teachers in the union. Was there some degree of punishment involved in this?
We voted for the kids in Detroit. We didn't do this to punish teachers. We didn't do it to punish anybody. We voted so that the kids in Detroit can have a brighter future.
The Detroit Public Schools have been under state control for 14 of the last 17 years. What's your sense of the state's role in the situation that DPS finds itself in today?
I think, initially the district came under management from the state because of poor finances, and ultimately there has been equal blame, maybe not equal blame, but blame on all sides for the way the district is currently. And so I don't want to look at the past. I want to look at the future. And, you know, Cynthia, we can talk about the money or the unions or the teachers. The hard part of all of this is not what's happened in the last few days in the legislature. The hard part is going to start today and next week when people take back control of the school district and reform academics in the city of Detroit.
What will that take to be successful in your view?
A lot of hard work. And it's not just teachers and it's not just administrators. It's parents engaging. It's the whole community getting involved in turning around the academic performance in Detroit.
And yet Detroit lawmakers from both the House and Senate say they had very, very little input into this final package. What do you think that says to these parents and to the parents of the children that we're talking about?
I think they actually did have a lot of input. I've heard and listened to a lot of conversations, lots of dinners, lots of conversations with teachers, administrators, tours of schools in Detroit, and so there has been a lot of input. Moving forward and getting the legislation passed didn't have their votes, but there has been a lot of input.
What do you think that any of the Detroit lawmakers got in this package that they wanted to see?
I think they have a district that walks away from an operating deficit of $500 million and a new start, a restart for the school district.
Are you confident that what's been passed will ensure that the Detroit Public Schools financial situation isn't back in front of you again in another 5 or 10 years?
I am not confident of that, because the work that we've done to alleviate the operating deficit is only one aspect of the whole financial well-being of the Detroit Public Schools. It's going to take a lot of hard work, and we have given them a great start, but the rest of the hard work is going to be on the school board, on the community itself.
If the package fails to set DPS on a sound fiscal path, in your view, who would be to blame?
I think, again, school districts have the responsibility to responsibly manage their finances.
But knowing that Detroit has not had that power for 14 of the last 17 years, I guess what role, who else do you think would be a part of that? Detroit has not been able to do that.
They've had their operating, with this package of legislation, their operating deficit goes away, and they have now to manage the rest of their finances.
Republican Representative Amanda Price, who's chair of the House Education Committee. Appreciate your time today, Representative. Thank you so much.
Thank you.